just brush.
Brush.
Not leaves.
No, so, a little backstory on that is
every resident can drop it off during the year.
This is what's going to happen. He's going to already tell you.
So, what had happened with that down there is that was always the city burn pile. The fire department burned it twice a year. It was quite useful. And then when Black Bear was built there, there was a resident in Black Bear who claimed that it was a nuisance and didn't like it, and she called the DNR, and the DNR come in there and told us we absolutely could not burn there anymore, and the DNR put a stop to it. So that's why the burning never got done there, unless it's declared a disaster in Bluegrass, and then the American override that by saying we're going to do it there, which I've done twice already since I've been in office, to because of damage from storms or so forth, so on. But the DNR has definitely put the brakes on it. Basically told us we could not do that.
Even though it's training for the fire department?
How's everybody else getting away with it?
Walcott has a designated area that they've built and
by their sewer plant, right?
By their sewer plant.
That's
yeah, Walcott has a nice setup.
It's very nice setup.
And I don't agree with the DNR thing totally, because the reason they complained was because items were being put into that burn pile.
Just
going to
say that.
Yeah. Right.
There was tires in there, mattresses in there, all kinds of garbage that should have never been in there.
Oh, yeah.
So we can't monitor.
So I've thought of some things. It would be daily only drop off.
You can monitor it.
You can chain it and put a camera on that dang thing.
Well, I mean, it.
Right.
You have a gate across it now. We're open from this time to this time. If Jim said
2 days a week. 2 days a week for 3 hours.
It's going to be there at the gate from this time to this time. They inspect the truck. They inspect what they throw in, and you're done. Walcott doesn't do any of that. They literally have a camera, and their burn pile, everything is categorized.
Yeah, they got grass, branches, leaves.
Grass.
You know, they even have a steel pile there.
Yes.
Because they recycle the steel out of there.
I mean, there's option, and it might help, you know. I mean, obviously, it's not going to help with garbage and ditches and stuff like that, but with maybe some of these yard nuisance, maybe it'll help. I mean, if nothing else, it gives something to the residents, a convenience thing to be able
but
to
But we do, can't burn it now, right?
There's no reason you can't burn
it. If it was all wood, I don't know why you wouldn't.
If it's natural growth, which is tree branches
so
and stuff like that.
Be it on.
Absolutely.
Correct.
I was actually told by the compost place that they're not going to allow me to bring any more branch or a lot of it's trees. They won't let me bring it there, that I'm supposed to burn it all in my house. That's what they tell me. I can go all the way to long growth because it's too big for them, I guess.
They limit you as well. Mm-hmm. They limit how many times you can actually take stuff.
Yeah. So I do know, like, obviously, for brush and stuff like that, I just think it'd be a convenience thing. I'm not saying open it up and have a guy man it 5 days a week for 40 hours. But if it was, say, maybe on Monday and Friday for 3 hours around lunch, you know, to where when you guys rotate through for a lunch or whatever, then
someone can
somebody
eat lunch and watch the gate.
I mean, I think we can make it work, police it, and keep it tight. And then if it don't work, then we know it don't work.
But then you want to set restrictions on what you're going to allow there. Because I know the first question that's going to come is, can I bring bags of leaves down there? Can I bring grass clippings out of my yard down there?
Mm-mm. Unless you did a separate area to where you would use the backhoe and load it into the dump truck and take it to the compost.
I'd say brush and tree branches.
I would say just keep it simple. Just wood, I mean, just branches.
Wood, stuff brush. Can burn.
Yeah, anything that's burned. Well,
leaves I mean, burn. You can burn leaves brush. Yeah, just brush. Brush and trees.
Well, I think it's just extra wear and tear on vehicles and work for guys to haul it somewhere, burn it.
That one would
so,
be, yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm trying to figure out how come Republic is not going to have the long leaf pickup anymore.
Because they bring a truck in town and all the fuel it costs to drive around town to pick up two or three bags, it's not worth it, is what they're...
But drive west out of town or drive east out of town,
just
you can
to
find
come
all kinds
two
of bags
or three
of it
bags.
In the ditch.
So what if we had a designated area, a dumpster, that Republic could just bring, come out and collect from that area?
Yeah, people could haul their stuff to the dump.
Well, I mean, that's something you could look at, obviously, but I mean, that's up to them. I mean,
I can try and get
it. I mean, but that would be, I mean, you could even do it to where it's paid. You'd still have to buy, you could have them buy a sticker from here, and then we could have a sticker for our bags, and they could bring those down. You know, it's a couple bucks for a bag, and then they throw it into the dumpster. That pays the bill for Republic to come empty those.
I guess the question
would be, people don't want to pay
what would it cost? Yeah, I'm just saying, just to have this on the agenda, I'll do some more research too on some stuff.
To call them and say, what other services can you offer in this regard?
Right. But just something maybe we can talk about, and everybody kind of go down there and look at it, what's back there, and see what
it's a perfect spot. I mean, we've burnt there for 30 years or better, you know, at least.
Yeah, we've got it really cleaned up now. There's nothing there.
Well, yeah, we've cleaned it up, and then, you know.
But, I mean, it's got to be good training, though, too, still. I mean, even though it's just a fire for even some new guys to come down and do some fire training. I don't know, anything.
And your plan also was, like, twice a year, right?
Yeah, and it's
spring, fall.
You got a spring, fall.
Well, I guess it depends on how much you have. I mean, that could be something that the chief and the public works director could work out if he says, hey, man, this pile's getting big.
Or we get a storm and, you know, mayor can say, hey, yeah, we're going to open up an extra day, you know, like, and it's already kind of set.
I thought you were thinking there's only twice a year when they bring this stuff. You're saying they can bring it throughout the year.
Well, it'll be like you'll have a spring and fall, but if it gets policed well, then it might be something that we can open up throughout the year. You know, maybe we're not going to have a big enough pile to even burn it, or maybe it's little. But I would say start with spring cleanup and a fall cleanup. I don't know.
I can talk to Republic about a dumpster. Put yard waste
in. I know
in.
There's a lot of tuffle feathers on the leaves and stuff like that. Grass clippings not getting picked up. I guess that would be kind of a way to...
After that storm, I would like the idea, if something like this did happen, that they bring it to us, we're not picking it up.
No.
That was a nightmare.
It used to, back in the day.
But if you got it right there, it's a lot easier to get your stuff over there than trying to drag it down the highway.
No, I know.
The problem was storm. When we had that storm, and I made it available to people to pick it up out there, people took advantage of it, and it actually kind of angered me over it, because there was a lot of people that had brush piled in their backyards for years, and then they drug it all out there. And one resident, we hauled 6 loads just out of his one, out of his place.
All crispy.
When we had the tornado that came through here, they actually hauled it out to our farm and managed it and burned it right in a pile. So
I'm just kind of upset that they beat me to that idea. I didn't think about that.
What?
Setting all my brush out there on the ditch curve? For
them. Oh, back in the...
Yeah. They kept them busy all.
Okay. The only other thing that I want to bring up to the council is I received a call last week from the mayor of Buffalo. I've talked with Jim about it already. The mayor of Buffalo was quite wound up. Evidently, they have a backhoe down there, but their backhoe is down. I believe they're having it repaired, but I don't know what the time frame on it is.
Josh called me today and talking about it. They don't know if they're going to have it. The motor threw a rod.
Oh, is that what happened? Okay,
so they don't know if they're going to rebuild it or buy a new one. So, okay. But right now they don't have it.
Do they want to buy a used one?
A 580N? No.
So, now that you're done wheeling and dealing here. So when the mayor reached out to me, I talked to Jim, and I told Jim that if we could help him out, if they needed a backhoe and we could help them out, let's see what we can do to help them. However, as I told Jim, is that's our backhoe. They're going to need to sign a whole harmless agreement first. Second thing is we're going to limit who can run that, operate our piece of equipment. The big thing that we're going through right now with Scott County is most of the cities that border one another, such as Bluegrass and Walcott and Buffalo and all that, we're giving each other lists of equipment and things that we have in order to, in case there's a disaster, what everybody has in their wheelhouse. When we had the tornado that came through, Buffalo's mayor called me that night, Chief and I, And she said, whatever you need, we got it. And we had talked about getting their chipper, but once I talked to somebody else about their chipper, they were having problems with it. And I thought, we want to stay away from that, because if we break it, then we got to fix it. We ain't going to fix it. So that's when the burn pile thing came into effect. But I think it's good to keep partnering with our local communities and helping them out if we can. So I have authorized it. I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that. And Jim is going to work with Buffalo's Public Works Director on that.
But this is like a temporary thing.
Yes, and I reiterated that to her. I said, yeah, I don't mind it if it's an emergency situation, but if you decide someday you want to dig up a street just for something, that's not an emergency. This is for emergency only. And she understood that, so. Okay. That being said, can I have a 5-minute recess?
Sure can. I'll do that.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays. Motion carried.
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays. Motion carried.
Is there a motion to close the regular meeting and go into closed session?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays. Motion carried.
A motion to reopen the regular meeting.
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays. Motion carried.
Item number 20, selecting candidate for part-time public work position. Is there a motion to offer applicant B the part-time position for public works at $19 an hour?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Was that Brandenburg or you? Oh, Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays. Motion carried.
Is there a motion for adjournment?
I make that motion. Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays. Motion carried.
So do we need to...